beware of Ramadan producers of water. And they have tried to find out exactly where the water comes from. And according to the hadith of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the water is coming from one part is coming from Safa, one part is coming from Marwa, and one part is coming from the exact spot under the Hadhrat Rasul. According to another narration, there the water of Zamzam is linked to the water of Zamzam. The engineers inform us that the output of the well of Zamzam has never ever failed to keep on pouring and pouring. To such an extent, the witnesses measure daily and day out. And this miracle also written in speech that during the time when the Hujjaj come, as the Hujjaj come to Makkah and Mukarramah, the well of Zamzam gives out more water. And as the trees of Hujjaj, as the trees goes up, more water comes out of the well. And when that trees goes to 2 million, 3 million, the water of Zamzam and the well of Zamzam needs to gush up the water to such an extent, they have to create 6 extra water outlets, fearing that the explosion will take place, the water is rushing so much. And as the Hujjaj proceed to go back to their homeland, their well of Ramadan begins to subside. And as the Hujjaj proceed out, the more they go out, the less water comes out, to cater for the needs of those Hujjaj that are remaining. During the time when those who go for Umrah, as those who are increasing and those who are waiting for Umrah, as they increase, the water from the well of Ramadan increases. When they begin to go home, then the well needs to give out water sufficient for that day. Why? Because Allah is so powerful, Allah is the one who is our creator, our nourisher, our provider, our sustainer. Allah does what he wants and how he wants to bring to us. Allah knows what he is doing. It is by the same water that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, he built his ark and the people began to laugh and jeer at him. And we began to mock and laugh at him. Anyone who is doing anything on the right and the hak and giving the call for him and the salah and giving the call towards recognition, he must be ready because the reaction to those people who are against hak is always to jeer, to mock and to laugh. And those that are going out, going out to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striking the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preaching the truth and propagating the truth, looking the kalima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they must be ready for the action, and they must be ready for the action from the closest of their friends and the relatives also. This is the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salam da'wah. That when we look into the history of the Anbiya alayhi salam da'wah, that those who are the nearest, they were those who were objecting the most. No Nabi of Allah, no Rasul of Allah, he when he gave his hour, did not experience any objection or reaction from the people. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gave his hour, then Abdul Hab was the one who dispersed the first congregation addressed by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Nuh alayhi salam gave his hour, and those people were laughing and mocking and laughing at him, jeering at him. That what he's going to do with his heart, where he's going to say in his heart, where he's going to let his heart flow. This is the barren land. How he's going to let his heart flow from the barren land. And then when Allah died and Allah fled, and when Allah sent down the rain, it is stated that the water just spot from every place. It is stated that the water does come from the ovens which were used for making of the bread. The water from the sides or the water from under the surface wall, water poured to such an extent that the ark began to flow. That same water which kept the elders, that same water which kept that wall boat, alive, the same water, the same Nuh alayhi salam and his companions, that same water destroyed those who were objecting and adopting in the endless. Simultaneously, the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been displayed that the ruin that is destroying those who are objecting to Nuh alayhi salam, the same ruin is keeping Nuh alayhi salam and his followers safe and sound and peaceful in the state of tranquility. And one of the things we say is that there is a group of people who decided to go to a cave and seal themselves up in the cave, saying that the water will not reach us, saying that the water will not come here to higher mountains, saying that they will be saved in the cave, saying that they will seal the cave off. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for the day that he is going to be destroyed by the Tuli, that he is going to be saved by the Tuli, and he is going to destroy whom he wants by the Tuli, and he is going to save whomsoever he wants by the Tuli, then he does what he wants and he cannot stop it. That is the Qudrat of Allah, that is the power of Allah, that is the mansha of Allah, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory and might. Allah does what he wants to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes rules ready to the sea in such a capacity of humiliation, and is humiliated to such an extent they drown in their own humiliation. When Allah decides to destroy, he destroys. When Allah decides to save, he saves. When Allah destroys who he wants to, and Allah saves who he wants to. But the pattern is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save those who fall towards him, and Allah will save those who submit to him, and Allah will destroy those who are disobedient, and Allah will destroy those who are transgressing. Respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Yusuf alayhi salam was put into the well, his father was very nearby. His father did not know that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam is in the well. His father is a Nabi of Allah. His son, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your son is in the well for pursuit. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to inform, and when Allah wants to inform, and when Allah wants a message to go abroad, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stand on the pulpit and stand on the member and make Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu see what is happening to his commander in chief, Tabia, and say, Ya Tabia, and all Tabia, the enemy is coming from that area. There was no telephone in that time, no cell phone in that time, no communication. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to transport that information, then he transports that information. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to transmit that information, he transmits that information. Because Allah is all powerful, Allah does what he wants to do. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the presence of Yusuf alayhi salam, take a shirt and go from Misr, and the Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, father of the Kanaan, thousands of miles away, the smell of the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam was felt by Yusuf alayhi salam's father. The smell and the fragrance of the desert was felt by his father. Up to today, we have not had that physical picture, nor even information that smell can be transmitted. Yes, a person, he can be sitting here, and another doctor can be sitting in Toronto or Australia, anywhere. You can transmit to him by the technological advancement. You can tell him what is happening. You can tell him the blood sample, what is happening to the blood, etc. But you cannot tell the person that this wound here is giving off this amount of sheep and sick. They have not yet made our power to transmit fragrance, but when Allah wants to inform, they inform Yusuf alayhi salam's father that your son is alive and sure is coming. And Yusuf alayhi salam's father is blessed. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to inform, then Yusuf alayhi salam right here, right in his father, in the well, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not inform. Why? Because Allah is all powerful, everything is under His control. And the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses and makes Sulaiman alayhi salam utilize the wind and takes it to various places. And the same way and the same Buddha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses and takes the Nabiyya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of the Mi'raj. This journey that we're supposed to suffer or suffer in the month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful and Allah is all Almighty, Allah does what He wants. He takes the Nabiyya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one night, He takes it to Jerusalem and then He takes it on the dirt. And returns the Nabiyya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Makkah al Mukarramah. Why? Because Allah does and Allah is all powerful. And the same wind with the Kufar of Mushrikeen of Makkah al Mukarramah decided to attack Medina to Munawara, and when they surround Medina to Munawara, and Nabiyya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he comes to know of this, he makes mashwara of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, providing a solution that let us dig a trench. They dig the trench, the Muslims sing in Medina to Munawara. Behind the trench, the Kuffar and the Mushrikeen on the other side. And they are camped there. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, He uses the wind and the fullness of the wind and the bitterness of the wind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys them, destroys their morale, destroys their fiber, and the uprooted tents are lying there, the goods are lying there, and they run away back to Makkah to Mukarramah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same wind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use for even benefit or even harm, the same word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use for someone's benefit or someone's harm. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in full control, Allah can open the earth and protect someone, and Allah can open the earth and destroy. But because Allah is the control, Allah is the maker, Allah is the nourisher, Allah is the provider, Allah is the ram. When people decide to go to the masjid, they don't meet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They try to remove the body of the Nabiyya Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam up to today in the masjid, they don't meet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Under the carpet, there's the black mark. There, those people who came there, 40 of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the earth. Those people were drowned inside, were eaten up by the earth. And how they were eaten up too? It is reported that they were eaten up one by one. The person went first, and the next person the leg of the next person's head. This is how they were eaten up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and destroyed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full control. And when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was decided, and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the man is blown by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when Umar radiallahu ta'ala who made dua, that the whole nation is oil has been eaten up by the earth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made dua and instructed the earth to give back the whole nation's oil, and the earth gave back the whole nation's oil. But the iman was of that caliber, the iman of that force, and the iman of that velocity, and the iman of that power, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He displays the dua effect of the Muslim. Lately, you know that there was an earthquake in the Kutch area, and those who were destroyed, they knew all of it. The word for earthquake is the speaker. And rubble is called Tarak Mark. The second element reports that research, there the Dharam Rooms there, and the Institute of Learning that were made of very big and simple structures they were seen. And the structures that were concrete around them, they had dropped out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the final say in every matter of ours. Allah is all powerful. That is supposed to fall down, does not fall down. And that is supposed to not fall down also. Why? Because Allah is the one who drops this down, and Allah is the one who teaches direction. And in that problem, it is stated that a mother has passed away, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى هل كان في بيبي اوف ذا مدر الايم فور اوفر ا ويك ان البيبي واز فيد وان الله سبحانه وتعالى ديسايدد ان سندد ذا مدر اوف هارت اوي فور ذا بيبي اوف ذا الايم وي اكسبكت ذا بيبي تو داي ان مدر اوف ذا الايم. But Allah has foretold to Allah that what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. The lady had a gash on her forehead, and that gash was really of blood dripping onto the mouth, onto the open mouth of the baby or the left of the mother. So when they went there, they realized that the baby is sustained. But who is sustaining? Our iman is, our belief is that Allah is the one who is sustaining. Allah is the provider. Allah is our sustainer. Allah is our powerful. Allah is the one that has been decided to throw the Ibrahim into the fire. That Allah is the one who commanded the fire, that all fire become food for Ibrahim. That Jannah will cool the Barbara and Salamullah and Ibrahim. That all fire has become a bed of roses for Ibrahim. Because the fire has got the power of burning, the natural quality of the fire is to burn. So when Allah decides to reverse the order, Allah reverses the order. Because the power of the burning quality in the fire is provided by Allah. When our iman is that shape, that we have realized that the article is there, but the quality of the article, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the quality in that article. The quality of the fire is to burn. That is the general quality of the fire. But that very same quality of the fire becomes cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. And that very same fire that cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam from his shortest journey, that a spark flew off there and destroyed one of those who were against Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why? Because that person was against Ibrahim alayhi salam. So on one side the fire is cooling for Ibrahim, on one side it is destroyed. The water that destroyed those people from Nuh alayhi salam and saved the objective, the saved Nuh alayhi salam's party and destroyed the objective of Nuh alayhi salam, the very same water when Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam decided that he is the one who was freed from his master and decided to jump off the ship, then the water did not destroy him, but the very same followed him up. Yunus alayhi salam respected Allah. Who can be malayed in the way? It is Allah Rabbul Israel who keeps malayed in the darkness of the darkness of the darkness, the darkness of the night, and the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the water, and the darkness of the wind, and the darkness of the summer. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the provider. Why is it our firm belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is watching, and Allah alone watches? Allah alone watches the humanity. Allah knows that the ant, the black ant, is moving under the black rock. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the one who is watching the black ant under the black rock. And it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sees the movement of the black leg, of the black ant under the black rock, in the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the rock. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows about the end, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides for the end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the heat of the body of the end, because Allah is all powerful. God of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is necessary. Because today when we do not speak of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not realize that the unseen hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always comes in action. Before Maulid, we have the story of Tariq, when the leader of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the message of Dawud and gave the message of Truth. Whenever there is istakara, whenever there is istakara by Baqir of Truth, whenever truth is being said and Baqir comes against the truth, there is a third force of the box. And this third force is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repeatedly we see in the life of the Anbiya alayhi salam This is for the human that God gives before for me, and he gives before that the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ibadah that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take place. The evil people, the battle forces come against him, the third force comes, the water and the church. The Luka and Sarah gives the foreign force for heat and salad and liberation and tells them the sovereignty and homosexuality is haram and illegal and is immoral and immodest. The people do not listen. Luka and Sarah moves away the whole area, religion is turned upside down, the third force of the direction. The Mir of Allah is a beautiful oil for me to die. He gives before those people who do not treat him well. When they do not treat him well, immediately the third force as the defender of Islam has to run up to Abu Dhabi come down. If you go over the path of Allah to Abu Dhabi, striving the path of Allah, striving whatever little we have got, striving whatever strength of iman we got, but preferably sacrifice the unseen, help of Allah to Abu Dhabi will come. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu went out to the battle of Badr. They went out for 17 of Ramadan to the battle of Badr. They went out fasting. They went out with the command of Allah. They went out to complete the measure of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went out to afflict for him. They went out to protect for him. They went out to spread Islam. They went out to their respected elders. And what was the result? That 313 were able to destroy and were able to supersede 1,000 well equipped. Why? Because the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes when they sacrifice, and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes when they suffer, and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes when we go forward and go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the help will come. If we sit in our homes, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really comes. The more we sacrifice, the more we help, the more we effort, the more we help, the more we pray before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we help will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who gives victory, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives defeat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who humiliates, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who raises. Everything is in the hands of Allah, is our responsibility. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is our responsibility to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. It is our responsibility to do what Allah wants us to do. It is our responsibility and duty to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our responsibility to emulate what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has worked for. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us his responsibility, his duty, that we should stand in his path, and we should stand in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting the message to the sorrows of the world, going out so that we can be saved firstly. But remember that the one who goes out, he is the one making the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly. His family who forbear while the man is going out the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are rewarded equally, they are rewarded tremendously, and by their reward, for those who are going out the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sacrifice is taking place, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes along. Respected elders, it is stated very easily, and it is stated that in order for any form of reformation to take place, Imam Ghazali Rahimahullah says that if you want to reform, then there are four methods of reformation. There are four procedures of reformation. There are four methodologies of reformation. And if a person implements them, the reformation can take place. The United States in his life can take place. Spiritual upliftment can take place. You know, that is what I have said. That if a person is saying that he wants to reform, then he must look for a friend. And he must look for a friend who is his well-wisher. And he must take a cat to his friend. And he must make an agreement to his friend. And make a mutual agreement to his friend. That, oh friend, if I do something wrong, that you admonish me. If I do something contrary to Sharia, you tell me. And if I do something correct, then you help me. I said, do something great, you support me. And remember, then, in this world of going out, it is the policy that we should accept the errors of others and proceed. We should accommodate the errors of others and proceed. It is very clearly stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was patrolling, and when he was patrolling, he had seen an elderly person, he was drinking. So when he and his assistant, and he decided to acknowledge the person who was drinking, then that elderly person told him that, "Umar, that I am doing one thing wrong, and you are doing various things." And he told Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that you did not have any permission to come into my house, you jumped the wall that you are coming to. So that is one error. Secondly, you did not meet me at your report, you have constantly come forward. I told him that the gentleman felt, the elderly person felt that now Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is going to take you to task. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very near and told him that, "Listen, I have told no one about your fault. I have told no one about your fault. And today, unfortunately, our proceedings and our method is that we want to propagate the sin of others. We want to mention the disobedience of others. We want to mention who is doing and how they doing it. And especially with respect to others, that if we want to make progress in the world of Dawah and inviting, then we should be accommodating. We should be overlooking the faults of others and taking them and telling them along. Because this world is for Jorna and not for Corona. This world is for unification and not for disunification. This world is to work together and not to create any disunity. To take the sins upon the shoulders of ourselves and move forward so that by hiding the sin of others, the person can be given an opportunity to report and to change. So, respected elder, it is stated that a person of Bani Israel, that he had murdered 99 people. When he had murdered 99 people, then he went to a person who was an army, who was a worshipper, who was one pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who was in the act of ibadah, and he asked him, this person was not an army, he was not a knowledgeable person, the Bani Israel murderer asked him, "Would I be forgiven? If I turn to Allah, would I be forgiven?" Respected elder, this person, because he does not know the law and he does not know the technicalities of the law, he says, "No, you will not be forgiven." Respected elder, so this person thought that in his mind that I killed 99 people, one vote does not make any difference, so he killed him also. Then after some time, when he thought, "Oh, he decided now again to reform and to change and to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," respected elder, this time he was fortunate to make an army. And he met an army and asked the question, "That will I be forgiven for what I have done?" Respected elder, the army told him, "Definitely you will be forgiven, but there is a condition, you will have to go to a certain area. You will have to go to a certain area." Here, Ulama Islam writes that for forgiveness to take place, there has to be some movement outside your house. There has to be some movement from your place to another place. For the remnant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be sent, we will have to leave our houses, we will have to leave our homes, we will have to leave our town, we will have to leave our locality, we will have to leave our provinces, we will have to leave our country, we have to go around to seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any person, he does not get remedy in his home. A sick person does not get remedy in his home. A person who is bodily sick does not get remedy in his home. A person who is very ill physically does not get remedy in his home. The doctor says you have to get hospitalized. The doctor says you have to go to clinic. And in some areas you have to go to other country. In some areas you have to go to another country for an operation. You have to go out and go and get yourself medically treated, physically treated, so that you can be cured. For physical treatment, there is an essentiality that you have to come out. Even if you have to go to see your local GP, you come out of your house and go see.
All'inizio la vedi di dare il senso successivo a dove si rubi per più libro a cosa che sono qui senza di cosa etica sì scritti per più a sì la etica trasgressi per viso che è anzi non per le lezioni per più a più libro a cosa qui 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 a più libro a cosa questo è altro non ha un campo di noi si non ha un campo quel migliore è più forte e lui some sweat comes out, some perspiration comes out. When we stand our well, when we stand our head, then Allah bless you, come upon us. Our spirit will be able to go away. We'll be able to focus on Allah. We'll have time to cry before Allah. We'll have a little bit of seclusion before Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who sweats in heaven, when he's caught up in his materialistic world, when he's caught up in his worldly activities, when he is day in and day out, on one hand he's answering the cell phone, on the other hand he's answering the phone, he's looking at the email, he's looking at the fax machine, he's looking at the secretary, what information he can provide, he's looking at the reps, what they have brought from him. This is this world here, in this environment, how can spiritual reformation take place here? So a person has to leave this environment. When a person leaves this environment of materialistic activity, when a person leaves this worldly environment, when a person goes out, then he's at peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he's in tranquility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's able to make ibadah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's able to try before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the rule of Dawah is that you give the Dawah and cry in the night that Ya Allah, I want you your heart, and you cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rule and the rule has come from time, the Nabiya of Quran sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Quran, and even if after they harassed him, he made one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People sometimes ask, as they ask, that why are you coming? Why are you leaving your country? Why are you leaving your province? Why are you leaving your locality? Everybody in your locality has become Muslim. Everybody in your locality has become a Muslim. Why are you not your locality? Why are you coming to our locality? Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Ali. When he went to Ali, how many people had accepted Islam in Makkah al-Mukarram? He did not say there until everybody in Makkah al-Mukarram became Muslim and then decided to go to Ali. Why? He's telling us, he's explaining to us, elucidating for us, explaining to us that this is we have to go out, irrespective of the local locality has not accepted, and this is the rule, and this is the natural law, that the snow falls in some area, but it's falling in another area. The snow falls in some area, it's falling in another area, the wind of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings fall to that area. And it is the law, you understand the law better than others. The nowadays, that even by a remote control, you press one button in the air conditioned machine, which is 30 meters away from it to work. You press one button and the fan begins to work. The button and the fan are not together, they are all separated. The strength is under, so the effort takes place one place, and the result is another place. This is the natural order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the effort in Makkah al-Mukarramah. The asaraf of the effort were available, were made ready in Madinah al-Munawwarah. So respected elders, this person from Bani Israel proceeded, and when he proceeded to that locality, then on the way, The Malaika came to take his soul. And the Malaika is charged of taking the soul of good people came. And the Malaika is charged of taking the soul of bad people came. And they began to deliberate and debate and began to discuss that this soul of this person, who must see. The matter was referred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the decision that a measurement should be taken to him. A measurement. The measurement was that from the place this person left to where he is lying, and from where he is lying to the destiny, the town, these two measurements are the same difference. From where he left to where he is lying, one measurement. And from where he is lying to the destiny, another measurement. It comes clearly in the hadith that this person here, he pushed his chest forward. And when he had pushed his chest forward, and that pushing his chest forward, meaning going towards the mercy of Allah, meaning going towards the help of Allah, meaning going towards the aid of Allah, meaning going towards the support of Allah, meaning going closer to Allah, gaining proximity to Allah, and because of that, he was rewarded that he was closer to his destiny, he was closer to his hunger, he was closer to where he was waiting than the malaika, the good malaika, who got his soul. But finally, I want to prove the scripture under it that by going out the mercy of Allah comes, by going out the unseen help of Allah comes, by going out the legal recognition comes, by going out the relations comes, by going out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and power comes into action, and we are able to recruit and feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scripture under it is stated that even in person, there are two things. One is external and one is internal. And his internal is iman, his character, his personality, his behavior, his amal, his ability to do good action. And the person outside of the structure of earth, he can be a person. Dirty complexion, fair complexion, ugly looking, but that eventually does not matter. But in order to develop anything, there has to be some sacrifice. In order to develop iman, there has to be some sacrifice. In order to strengthen iman, there has to be some sacrifice. In order for good to come into play, there has to be some sacrifice. In order for good to flourish, there has to be sacrifice. In order for good to flourish, there has to be some effort. If a person respects the elders, that's what a garden. If a person has got a garden and he wants the garden to look beautiful, and he wants roses to blossom in the garden, and he wants people when they look at the garden to be happy, and when he looks at the garden, then he himself feels happy. And when he wants the garden to be green, and he wants the garden to serve the elders to be free from weeds, and he wants the garden to be free from insects, then respect the elders, he has to make effort on the garden. He has to walk in the garden. He has to see that the garden is nourished properly. He has to put fertilizer on the garden. He has to spend time on the garden. He has to cut and measure and trim the garden. He has to see that the weeds are taken out. He has to spend his money on the garden. He has to spend his time on the garden. He has to put his effort in the garden. He has to sacrifice when he's on the garden. It's not to be friendly. Respect to them, he has to sacrifice when he's on the garden working and when he's on that beautiful garden, then he'll be away from his friends. He'll be away from his relatives. He'll be away from his home. He'll be away from his so-called luxury. Because he wants his garden to look beautiful, he wants his garden to flourish, he wants his garden to blossom, and respect to elders, when he puts sacrifices there anyway, then his garden begins to flourish and begins to blossom. And respect to elders, if he does not want his garden to look beautiful, for darkness to come into action, no effort is required. For the flourishing of darkness, no effort is required. For sin to flourish, no effort is required. For sin to flourish, respect to elders, and for sin to be promoted, no sacrifice is required. No effort is required. No big money is required. Because sin necessarily requires flourishes. For weeds to come into the garden, there is no effort required. For insects to come into the garden, no effort is required. For the garden to look like a bush, no effort is required. For the garden to look horrible, no effort is required. No sacrifice is required. Nothing is required. You just have to leave the garden and the garden will look horrible. And if the garden will look terrible, you will be encouraged to get your own garden. So for good to come into action, some sacrifice is required. For good to come into action, some effort is required. For good to come to being, respected elders, you will have to do something. Some strength has to be given. Some money has to be spent. And for evil to come into action, nothing has to be done. Every person, every Muslim requires and we desire that that we aspire to have good personality. We want good behavior. We want good character. Every Muslim wants that in the language of Islam. Every Muslim wants the unseen hand of Allah. Every Muslim wants the help of Allah, the children of Allah, you want to see. Every Muslim wants to strengthen his iman. But for that iman to come into action, for that iman to be strengthened, for that iman to come in, for that iman to brighten up, for that iman to shine, we spend the end of some sacrifices required, some effort is required, some demands have to be fulfilled, some movement has to be taken place. And some unfairness will take place for the strengthened elder, for the demand to be centered, for the demand to become alive again, for the sunnah to become alive in our homes and our hearts and our individuals, for the sunnah to become alive in our localities and our businesses and our factories, for the sunnah of Rasulullah to become alive, for deen to come alive in us and our families, for deen to flourish the entire world, for deen to flourish in our country, for deen to flourish in our locality, some sacrifice is required. This is a general word for general. This is an arm power for arm. Respectfully, he is an every individual with a hiring or no hiring, with a lawyer or not lawyer, with a doctor or not doctor, medical practitioner, trader, businessman, merchant. Every one of us requires this work. Every one of us needs that we have to strengthen our iman with the help of Allah to send us. And we go on with the heart of Allah, the more we want, the more we're saying. The more we want, the more for creation. The more we want, the more the heart will open to the world, the more we'll be able to explain. And being is Akan, being is able to create and to explain. Being is not difficult. The more we want, the more the sooner soon we see humans better. The more we go out, the more help of Allah will come. The more sacrifice we make before unseen help will come. Sacrifice is unseen help of Allah coming to sacrifice. Help comes on normal prayer. Unseen help comes to sacrifice.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد ربنا اعطنا من دنيا سيدنا وفي الاخره سيدنا اللهم اجعل ذلك الجميل الخليل والدنيا كلها سيدنا محمد يا رب المسلمين يا رب يا حبيب المسلمين يا رب ارفع المسلمين يا رب اعتقد السلام يا رب اعتقد السلام Ya Allah, accept us for your work in this season. Ya Allah, those who are sitting here, Ya Allah, it's our hearts and the sharing of this world. God is the creation of this world. Ya Allah, God has the energy to realize the significance of the world. God has the energy to realize the end of it. Ya Allah, God has the energy to walk in it. Ya Allah, whatever this busy activity takes place, Ya Allah, cause it to flourish and cause perfect. Ya Allah, protect our region. Ya Allah, let us work straight with the entire world. Ya Allah, help them to see the situation. Ya Allah, let this world lead to regions. Ya Allah, let this world lead every book and corner of the world. Ya Allah, accept the country for the entire world. Accept our society's ability for the entire world. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to pick up the world. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to help people for the whole world. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.